You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Goodness, the mic was so far away. Also, I can't hear myself. Okay, there we go. Okay. I wanted to be known that I was gonna be here perfectly on time. I had it planned so beautifully. What is going on with the tabs on the studio computer? Excuse me? Okay, there we go. I was gonna be there here right on time, but I got stopped. By like reasons and then traffic. No, okay, traffic, you should plan around. You should leave early enough so that traffic is not the reason why. But I ran into a company that like said hi for a little bit. And now I'm late. That I didn't plan because like I thought everyone was off of campus, you know, because like graduation just happened. Congratulations if you just graduated. But also, like, get off campus so I can make it to my show on time. Okay, no, sorry. Welcome! This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This chair is terrible. Gosh, I'm absolutely going to switch it out as soon as I can get some music going. But first, I have to connect to the internet. And oh my goodness, I am not built for this weather. This weather being, like, anything above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm so arctic-pilled. It is unbelievable. As soon as it gets, like, even remotely warm, I'm so out of my element. I have installed my air conditioner already. It is probably, like, running all the time. At least all the time I am home. I'm not built for this, dude. Come on. It would be a darn shame if, like, because classes are out of session, there is no more, Tufts guest Wi-Fi, in which case, this will be a very interesting show. You know, because I won't be able to play any music. Come on, let's get it going. Okay, like, we can get some anecdotes going, too. My housemate just graduated. He got his master's. Congratulations, Alex. That was super fun. His family was, like, in town for a bit, which was also kind of fun. It was, like, the first time I got to see some of them. Did that really just happen, by the way? Okay, so I wasn't able to click the button, but I was able to use the touch screen feature on my laptop in order to click the button. We're in, Hacker Voice. Something, their mainframe, firewalled, or something. You know, like in Bones, or whatever those shows are, like the CIA shows, where the, like, fake hackers are just, like, throwing out buzzwords all the time. Okay, so now we just gotta wait for my playlist to reset, and we're gonna be off to the races. I was, like, my housemate, who is tuning in, I was like, how energetic is the start of the show going to be? And I was like, I'm going to make it so energetic. Don't worry. Meanwhile, there has not been any music yet. Come on. There we go. Okay, we got there. I want to open up with Detonator by Johns. This is not a new song, but it's just a lot of good energy. It came on today while I was at work, or like while I was working from home. And it goes crazy, so why don't we start with something that just goes crazy? And by start, I mean, again, you know, a billion minutes into the show. Oh, great. Both of them are on aux 1, so I can't use this one either. Wow, this is like the most successful start to a show we've had. Okay, now let's try this. Aux 1, aux 1. Detonator by Johns. Let's get it going. Hopefully. Or not. Okay, so both of them say they're on aux 1. I've got aux 1 plugged in. We've got volume all the way up. What if they just labeled them incorrectly? What if now this one that has a big 1 on it is no longer aux 1, and this one that has nothing on it is aux 1? Let's try that. Maybe? Not liking my odds. This is gonna be a weird show, gang, if it isn't already. Okay, let's see. How can I do this? If I set the profile of this thing, let's see, up here? If I press this? Yeah. And then, okay. I have no things to talk about either. We could talk about like dinner with my housemate's family, but I feel like that's kind of like, is that exposing like his family? Is that weird to talk about his family? They were very kind people, like very nice to talk with, but like so they're like so formal, like, oh my gosh, I had to ask both my housemate and my housemate's girlfriend like all the time if I was wearing clothes that were like actual outfits, because I have no idea how any of that works. Okay, come on, let's see this one in here or not. Come on, there we go. And then make sure that my volume is on my computer. Yep. And then we've got aux 1 enabled here. Play. It wishes not to do anything. Man, this is so sad. I was so looking forward to playing music, but now we might not be able to. Okay, let's see. I'm just gonna put it on Rivendell for a sec so there's like actually music playing and I can just focus on trying to figure out what the heck is going on here. What the heck is going on here? That was so very Midwestern. Oh, we've got Mitski. Okay, cool.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, it's fun to get up and play an hour each day. Take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.go. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
This is like kind of sad, but oh well. Also, I cannot hear myself. Come on, man. Please just like give me one win just for like vibes or morale, perhaps. Let's try that. Hello? Hello? No? Okay, that's fine. I'm going to assume that y'all can hear me because I do see the levels moving. But I have been toying around as much as I feel comfortable with. They're very picky about how much of the studio you can actually touch, so I didn't check too much stuff. But there's a lot of new wires and things. Like I mentioned, I usually like to use Aux 2, but Aux 2 is now gone and has been replaced with somewhat of an imposter. That does not seem to be working, neither does Aux 1. I also checked the emails, and it seems like a couple of DJs have been having this problem, or like the last few who have been in the past like 48 hours. So, yeah, not really sure what to do about that other than probably just leave. I don't really want to. I would love to do a podcast episode sometime. That sounds fantastic. I do love yapping, but, not necessarily prepared to yap for like 42 minutes. But I'm sorry, that's kind of unfortunate. I would have loved to play some music. If you're just looking for Rex, I really recommend the new Bishu album. It's called Micro Celebrity. I've been listening to it like crazy. It's got a lot of really good tracks on it. I think some of my favorites are Third Person, Back to You, and Diva. And Recipe for Disaster is also really, really good. I also liked the new Tokyo Machine song, Hot Shot, is really great. It's not on his label, Chompo. This is off of, like, just his main project, and I also think it was a Monster Cat release, if I'm not mistaken. And other than that, the new Fox Stevenson is also really good as well. There's like a sick transition from like drum and bass to house in like two bars or something. It's kind of crazy because that's like a really large, you know, tempo change. And he really kind of nailed it. It's really smooth. That's like hard to do. Like DJ software barely even allows you to like slow down or speed up a track to that degree. But in the song, he makes the transition work pretty well. So some stuff to check out, I don't know, verbally, if you're paying attention at all. Yeah. I'm gonna let Rivendell come in for a little bit longer, toy around, but pretty good chance that I won't come back on. And if I don't, thanks for tuning in, giving it a shot. Sorry to disappoint, I guess. Trust me. I'm the most disappointed. I really wanted to play music. It's so sad. Your boy could use a win right now, but it's whatever. We'll just listen to whatever Rivendell has for like 5 more minutes and then go home. Yay. Sounds splendid. No, we're doing fine, honestly. Graduation was really great. It was nice to see like pretty much everyone and like, I don't know. It was a good vibe. I was there with Dana and like Dana was like, you know, like one of the head TFs for like the intro class. And I was like one of the head TFs for the like pretty much last class that a lot of people take or like one of the harder ones. And so it was kind of hard for either of us to go anywhere without getting stopped, which was like a little bit of fun celebrity status for a little bit just to feed the ego. But more importantly than that, it was really great to see everyone, especially all those TAs that I worked with and stuff. Some of the best people in the world, and I love anyone who is passionate about bringing other people to understanding and like in a comfortable environment and in a way that, you know, focuses on letting the other person come to their own understanding kind of thing. And I think all of those TAs are really good at that. So really excited to see where they go. Don't know. I don't think any of them are listening to this. I hope not, honestly. This sounds boring as heck. And I hope that after graduation, your life has become infinitely more exciting. But good folks. So that was pretty good. I know I was kind of like, you know, I went on a lamenting rant for a bit there, but we're thriving. Don't worry about it. On that note, let's get some television See No Evil from Rivendell and see what's up here.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
In the 30 seconds this public service announcement will run, the United States will spend $161,146 on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ever wonder about where your tax money goes? More information on how your tax money is being spent can be found at nationalpriorities.org.
Yeah. The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb, but I love it when you sing to me and you can sing. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we have a special guest on this song. He's not Italian, but he's a young lady from Brixton called Ellie from La Rue. She's not here at the moment, but at some point during the song, she will make an appearance, I can assure you. Okay, start the drum machine, Steve.
It's unfair that I'm here and you are there. I feel short in the exchange, I'll show you mine. You walk away, I'm wearing mine. Out on my sleeve, you're wearing yours, or I can't see. But I'll remember your face for years to come and wonder what you thought about when you got home. Like a kiss on the lips, come closer and I'll tell you exactly how it is. And I'm barely breathing, I'm moving ahead, but if I see you smile, it's gonna knock me dead. I'm stiff in my tracks, trying to recover from whatever drug you used to put me under.
Hi,
this is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Gave